Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, everybody. We are presented by the Keystone Sports Network. As always, you can find all of our Penn State football podcasts, every segment from this show and all of our other shows, everything the crew does on Monday and Tuesdays for our shows throughout the week. You can find that all online on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also find it on our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. If you don't have our app, you're doing it wrong. That's my saying. It gives you all of our content and information is there. Plus, you can ask questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Thank you for joining us this week in the middle of summer. As always, we will have a full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bobby, how you doing?
Good. Very good. Big weekend for the Keystone Sports Network and also for Live for Life coming up.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll talk about that in quarter number one.
Obviously, the fans are going to be excited about that. So, some news this week. Some of it good. Some of it not very good. But, I mean, that's kind of the nature of the beast, unfortunately.
The other member of our on-air team, that's Ross the Boss, Mr. Ross Tucker, will join us in a bit for quarters number 2, 3, and 4 of our show this week. We're going to kick off, as we do always, with a little news and notes. Plenty to talk about. Quarter number 2 is Tucker's Tape. That is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are your questions, but his answers. The Ask Ross segment is brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That powers quarter number 3. And to wrap up our show this week, we'll go in-depth on the middle third of Penn State's 2018 schedule. So let's get to the news that broke Wednesday night earlier this week, Bob. Freshman offensive lineman just got on campus, Nana Asadu. He announced on Twitter that his football playing career is officially over. The four-star recruit from Virginia announced on Twitter on Wednesday evening that because he was recently diagnosed with a genetic heart condition, he could no longer play the game of football. According to what he said, he'll remain on scholarship. He's talked about this with James Franklin, and he will remain with the Penn State team. Nana was a four-star recruit, top 125 player in the country as an offensive tackle, top 10 in his position. His heart condition, genetic heart condition, that means he, genetic, since I know a little bit more about that stuff, means he was born with this. It just manifested itself and brought itself to light so that it could be diagnosed. He was diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is a sudden cause of cardiac arrest in young people, and including young athletes. It's more rarely is it induced by athletic endeavors, but it is part of something of the diagnosis that it's young athletes. You just say, you know, thank God they found it is my first thought. Thank God they found it before he really got into it. But it is a blow to Penn State to a degree in the 2018 recruiting class because he was one of Ross's favorites in terms of the class. He thought his upside over a 4 or 5 year period was probably higher than maybe anybody in the class.
Yeah, I mean, I think my only thought is I'm just glad that they found it. You look at the time of year that they're entering into, it's going to be hot. They're going to be doing some conditioning drills. Right. And, you know,
kid at Maryland.
Who knows how many times he dodged a bullet in his football career before this. You wonder about 20 or 30 years ago, and maybe they don't catch this because of the advances in modern medicine.
I agree.
I remember Ross, and we'll talk about it later in the show. I just know Ross did really think he had a chance to be a tremendous player, big part of the class. But I mean, the fact that he's dealing with this, you know, trumps everything. So. And the message he put out was, I thought, very mature, very adult.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure he'll have the support of James, the staff. Some of the players were talking about it on social media. And I'm just really, really glad we're talking about this and we're not talking about, you know, 4 or 5 weeks from now you know, something tragic happening.
Like, I agree.
He's on the practice field trying to push for playing time, and he does something happens that he doesn't get a chance to respond to. So I wish him the best. I hope that he stays at Penn State. I hope he's going to get a chance to get a great education, and hopefully he'll stay involved with the team.
Yeah, that was one of the things. I mean, there's all kinds of roles you can find for a kid to keep him involved in the program without playing football. I think back to when Illinois, the inspiration for Illinois' chapter of Uplifting Athletes was an offensive lineman who lost his playing career to a rare disease. But he played one season, then they discovered it, and like, no, you don't come back from this. You can't play again.
Yeah.
And they kept him around for 3 years. You know, he actually became a grad assistant, offensive line. He was just a guy on the team. They kept him on scholarship, but they kept him engaged and involved.
Penn State had a kid like this a few years back named Elijah Robinson, who I believe it was – I want to say there was something with his neck that either, his career was either cut very, very short or was over before it started. He stuck with it. I think he stayed around the team, and I believe he was a grad assistant, I believe at Penn State, and he got to some other schools as well, and I think he has now – in the football coaching side of things. But this isn't the first time Penn State's been through this, but I'm just really glad that it sounds to me like they found it recently, and maybe they found it during a recent examination or a physical. I'm not sure, but I'm just glad they found it.
Yeah, it seems like that something was discovered at home during a physical or something, and that by the time he got to Penn State, he didn't get to Penn State till earlier this week. It seems like it was already a known, because like 2-3 days after he's on campus – you know, he makes the announcement. There, I mean, and looking at it football wise, short term, there's no impact, obviously, to the Penn State team short term on this. Long term, you shrug your shoulders and go, the kid was really good. I mean, he was going to be a player at offensive tackle at a high level at some point during his career, because he was that good.
Playing time is promised to no one, Andrew Shea.
We can go through
the history of Penn State. Highly recruited offensive lineman for one reason or another, and it just didn't work out for them. Like I said, it wasn't anything as serious as this, but I'm just relieved. I guess relieved is the word I would have that this was detected right now.
And because of him not being part of Penn State going forward, that as you look at 2019 recruiting class, you get to move offensive tackle up the board with a player removing himself for medical reasons like this. All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. It's quarter number one. He's Bob Flounders. He actually is the star of this quarter for us. I'm Andy Shea. We're talking some news and notes. Let's move on. Penn State's 16th Live for Life is Saturday inside Haluba Hall. Earlier this week, Penn State released all the heights and weights for the new guys. So you're going to get to see him on Saturday if you come out to Haluba Hall. We're going to talk about that in quarter number two, because Ross has some serious thoughts about it. So that's going to be what's coming up in quarter number two.
I love
two.
It when we get serious, Ross. I love a good serious Ross.
He was on this earlier in the week, sent out an email like, I want to talk about this.
Now, just remember, we talked about it last week. You remember the question you're going to ask Dwight Gault?
I do.
You do. And that is?
The question I'm going to ask Dwight Gault is, which player, pound for pound, is the best on Penn State's roster?
Yeah, that's what I want to know it. And if he gives you like two or three, that's even better. I think it'd be a great segment, especially if he went into detail.
If I get a chance to talk to Dwight,
string around the finger on Saturday, AJ, string around the finger.
So anyway, Live for Life, benefiting the rare disease community. Penn State's done it for 16 years. It's open to the public. Starts at 11 o'clock in Haluba Hall. 10:30 or so, the doors are going to open. They expect 80 members of the team to be on hand. The freshmen will run a kids camp. You can't register in advance for that, only the day of. You get a Live for Life t-shirt, bring your kid out, pay $15, and get to spend an hour with the freshmen going through a workout. It's really fun. After it's over, they're going to hand out the 2018 schedule posters. They're going to have an autograph session. You can watch the guys bench press for rare diseases. Go to upliftingathletes.org to support the guys and learn more. But if you want to see the Penn State Nittany Lions in person, you have a chance on Saturday. How'd I do there?
That was very good. That was very good. I just wanted to put that little bug in your ear because I think that there's a chance for a little newsy nugget to come out of Live for Life, courtesy of you.
I'm gonna be honest. I had to dig to remember the answer.
It's okay.
But I was like, okay, I do remember, but I had to figure it out. So, all right, let's take the last few minutes. Let's talk about Manny Bowen.
Okay.
It's kind of been sort of since spring practice ended, stewing underneath.
Let's talk about Manny Bowen and the gray area that surrounded him since he's been removed from the team. Last three games of 2017, didn't play in the bowl game.
Right.
Came out, Penn State made an official release saying both Manny and Irv Charles, we wish them the best, they're no longer with the team.
Right. They were removed from the roster. They're no longer with them.
In this day and age, there's always some sleuthing to be done, whether it's via social media or just checking around. And it sure sounds like Manny stayed at Penn State after his playing career, we thought was done in school. And then
continuing to get his degree.
Yeah. Yeah. And as we get closer to the start of August camp, there were some, reading of the tea leaves. Hey, maybe it's not over for Manny Bowen. Maybe why is he still enrolled in school? Penn State's got a need at linebacker. I think there was a report. I don't know if it was in the Collegian or Onward State last week about, hey, is there a chance he might come back? Intrepid Greg Pickle had a piece on Penn Live about, right, you know, trying to connect the dots. I think what matters is there was no comment from Penn State. And while it would be great if Manny Bowen could return to Penn State, Penn State made it pretty clear at the time that they were getting ready to cut ties with him. And really the only person that can answer this is James Franklin.
Right.
When Chicago Big Ten Media Days come up, I have a funny feeling I know what maybe the first question James Franklin is going to be asked.
Couple things surrounding this. The gray area, that's a good way to put it, that is Manny Bowen. And let's face it, there is a need at linebacker that he could fill as a football player right away. I'm sure he's been working out. All athletes continue to work out. We're sure he's doing that. Penn State released its most recent roster. Obviously, we're going to talk about that in quarter two. Manny Bowen was not on it, so that tells you one thing right there. Earlier this week on social media, he posted a picture of him in a Penn State uniform and said, you know, it was like good, you know, it was like a good fuzzy feeling type thing. Like, it's not all bitter and bad. That is interesting as well. And it just seems like maybe he was charted a course. Do you think it's a possibility is my final question to you, Bob.
Penn State's got their act together pretty good when it comes to making decisions. And I think they probably would have got out in front of this. Right. If maybe there was a chance. And like I said, if the summer's not over, there's another roster that's going to come out in August. And I'm pretty sure James is going to be asked about it very soon if they don't come out with a statement. A very good player, could help the team, but I think you have to proceed with where Penn State left it, late last season.
No statement to me says more. If he was gone, you'd just come out and say he's still in the same status. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Stick with us. Tucker's Tape is coming up right after the break.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.